Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. And this week we are given really important readings in the Gospels. Now, that might be redundant. I guess every reading we're given in the Gospels is important. It's all the Word of God. But the theme this week is the church is drawing our attention to Jesus commissioning the apostles to follow in his footsteps to proclaim that the kingdom of God is at hand. And he makes it clear to them, and the readings include beautiful testimony to the presence of the outbreak of the kingdom through Jesus' preaching, people delivered from evil spirits, dead girl was raised, a woman with a flow of blood just in faith is pursuing him because she knows there's something different about him and touches garment, she's completely healed. There's the kingdom of God comes in power. It's not just an idea. It's not just another written constitution like a government might have or whatever. We're talking about the living presence of the reign and rule of God. And Jesus brought that in his person. And he's bestowed on the church a new power and capacity to continue his mission to bring the kingdom to one human heart at a time. And the bishops participate uniquely in the apostolic calling of the apostles, which we're seeing in the gospel readings this week, the direct commissioning. Jesus imparts to them the very power, the authority that he himself exercised. And then those who are baptized into Christ and enter into the life of the church through the gift of the Holy Spirit, which we began yesterday, again, I always remember the Holy Spirit is the fundamental, the first agent of the church's mission. Jesus became one of us to unite the life of the Holy Spirit to human flesh, which in our case and in the case of everyone from Adam on was born enslaved to the power of sin and death, were spiritually dead, unable on their own to live in the kingdom, to witness to the kingdom, because the life of the kingdom was not fully in us. Yes, every human being's born in the image and likeness of God. But the fact is that everyone who is born into and inherits the original sin of Adam and Eve, and therefore is born spiritually separated from God. Yes, made for glory, but fell from glory, and completely unable to be restored to glory apart from God's action, apart from the love of God. And that's why the beautiful passage from John chapter 3, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son that whoever would believe in him would not die, but would have everlasting life. Why did he put it that way? Because everyone born of Adam is spiritually dead and needs to be made alive. And only Jesus, who took on human flesh to become one of us, to unite the life of God and to begin in himself a new creation, it flows through him, only through him. As John the Apostle would say in his first letter, and this is the Father's testimony to us, that God has given us eternal life. This life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who has not the Son does not have life. It does not have the God life. It doesn't have the Christ life. It doesn't fundamentally have the Holy Spirit. And this is the essence of what Christianity is, friends. Never forget it. Christianity, Christian, Christ means Messiah, means anointed one. The oil of chrism that we're given at both baptism and confirmation are signs of the impartation of this Holy Spirit given to us, the continuation of what we're reflecting on this week. And if you didn't have a chance to tune in yesterday to the program, it just began by starting with the Old Testament, the readings from Ezekiel, from Joel. You can also find it in Jeremiah, the prophets prophesying the coming of this time and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit in the words of a new heart. I'll put my spirit within you. I'll give you a new heart that's not a heart of stone, but a heart of flesh. And that heart of flesh is the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit at the very core of our being. And I ended yesterday with one of the most important New Testament passages, Luke chapter 24, where Jesus, in his post-resurrection appearance to the apostles, tells them, "Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you." What is the promise in the New Testament? The promise is the promise of the Holy Spirit. This is the culmination of, this is what Jesus' death, passion, death, and resurrection made possible. I won't go into why that is. I've done it many times on the program, but it's that fact. And Jesus rises from the dead. The Holy Spirit raises him, the Father raised him, and now that his flesh has entered into glory, full glory in the presence of God, and all power and authority are his now, and he's the one who's reigning at the right hand of the Father, sitting upon the throne, and he's the King of the kingdom, and the King of the kingdom has poured out his Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. And here in Luke 24 is when he's telling the apostles that they need to wait, and to wait in the upper room is what they did. And on the day of Pentecost, the Spirit was poured out. Another key passage that comes out of the mouth of our Lord is Acts chapter 1, verse 4 and 5. He tells them, and just prior to his ascension, he said, "Wait for the promise of the Father. John baptized with water, but before many days you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit." To be Christian means you've been baptized with the Holy Spirit. Again, beginning in baptism, where this, you're plunged into the life. The old man is gone. The sin is taken away. The separation is dealt with. And the new life, the Holy Spirit is poured into your heart and you become a child of God. He gave us power to become children of God, is what St. John the Apostle describes in the first chapter of his gospel. Acts 1:8, just three verses further, Jesus says again, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all of Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." You shall receive power. The word for power there, the Greek word is dunamis, which means divine power. It's where we get the term dynamite from. New power that makes possible a new capacity in the person who received it, new power and a new capacity to live a new way of life, to be a child of God, entering the mission. And what we're really focusing on this week, because of the gospel readings we've been given, and hopefully you have a chance to go to Mass this week or to just take up the readings. If you have the Magnificat, you can find them easily at the bishop's website, usccb.org, I think it is. And the new power enables us not only to say yes to Jesus, to obey him, to love him, to abide in him, but to take our place in the Great Commission, in the mission of Christ, which means proclamation, which means the exercise of spiritual gifts, to be able to walk with courage, to be able to, again, signs and wonders, Jesus said, would accompany those who believe. The very signs and wonders that they witnessed in him and they witnessed in the apostles. And he's saying, "You shall be my witnesses throughout Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." So power and witness, very important for us to internalize as followers of Jesus. You've been given power to do what? To live a new way of life, to be a child of God, to be holy. The Holy Spirit dwelling in you to lead you to love God, to love your neighbor, and to love yourself as God desires, as God created, but also to be witnesses, to give testimony through the way you live and for the words you speak to the present reality of the kingdom of God, just like Jesus did. To say that the kingdom of God is at hand, or repent the kingdom of God is at hand, means God's saving action is here, God's new kingdom, God's eternal kingdom. The only way to enter eternal life, beginning in his church. That's what it means that the kingdom of God is at hand. The new thing God has created, the rule of Jesus Christ as king on a throne, Mary's son glorified, his life now poured out. That's the kingdom. And the kingdom has power over demonic forces. The kingdom has power over sin. The kingdom has power over the strategies of the devil And the kingdom manifests itself, even bringing healing, deliverance, all of that. This is part of the normal Catholic life. And it's important for us to be able to not only just appreciate it from the past, but internalize it personally. And of course, the culmination of it all, Acts chapter 2, the story of Pentecost. We know, we celebrated it just a month and a half ago, and remembered together again and really witnessed in the Spirit. And hopefully in your parish, there was profound celebration and lives were changed and a fresh appreciation of the gift of the Holy Spirit given and people coming alive with greater conviction about wanting to turn from sin and turn to Christ and to enter more fully as a parish and as individuals into his mission. We know in Acts chapter 2, verse 1, they were filled with the Holy Spirit and they were changed people. The very thing Jesus said, you will receive power, happened. His word came true in their lives. The church was born by the command of Jesus Christ, the King and Lord. You shall receive power. He gave the power that belongs to him to the apostles. The church is born of power. It's not just an idea. It's not just inspiring words in a book. It's the life of God poured out. And that power that was at work in Jesus, again, in the apostles, is moved the apostles to be witnesses, to testify. And Peter did just that. And he got up and he quoted that prophet, the prophet Joel that we heard yesterday. God's plan in the final time, in the last days, Joel said, you'll know you're in the last days, that final period of time. And the church knows it, believes it, and teaches it. You can find it in the catechism. We are in the last hour, John said. In that last hour, what characterizes that last hour fundamentally is the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And that includes spiritual gifts, charisms, special gifts, as well as the spiritual gifts we get and that are given to us, really baptism and confirmation, the gifts of wisdom, understanding, justice, and the fear of the Lord, which is really one of my favorites. We receive these gifts along the way of participating in the character and the person of Jesus. What belongs to him, he shares with us. And it all comes to us and it's all transferred to us by the Holy Spirit. And if we're attentive and receptive to the Holy Spirit, we're awakened to the presence of the Spirit in our lives, these realities that were once promises but now given come alive in us. And they enable us, they empower us to be able to walk in the footsteps of Jesus and to do our part, to grow in holiness and in union with him, and to become empowered witnesses, giving testimony by our lives and through the words we speak that the kingdom of God is at hand. That literally is the commission given to every single baptized person. How many of us are engaging in that mission? How many of us even understand the extraordinary grace we've been given in the power of the Holy Spirit to do just that? Oh, it's so important for us, friends, to drink it in and to believe it and to walk in it. Hope you can join me tomorrow.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.